Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, August 10th, 2026. We're heading into Blue Hill first this morning to check in with Dr. Charles Rolski at the Shaw Institute.
Hi, my name is Dr. Charles Rolski. I'm the executive director of the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill. And we're really excited because we're bringing back kind of a mini version of our summer lecture series. So I'm going to give sort of a community update on August 18th. And we have a lot of things to cover. The research has really gone to some pretty amazing places. Our community outreach has expanded. I'm just going to start teaching a class for GSA that just sort of happened. And so there's a lot to talk about, a lot to cover. We're really proud of the progress we've made with our research and our community impact. And it's just about time that the public sort of hears what direction we're going in, the advancements that we've made, and the progress over these past 4 years. It's going to be a really exciting time. We had a heavy focus on environmental research, especially in the summer, to make sure local areas where people are swimming and the food that they're eating is safe for consumption. But it's sort of a new thing where physicians are contacting us and saying, you know, my patients are eating the same fish that the seals that you're studying are eating. So are we seeing pollutants in our patients? And now we're analyzing human tissue samples from Harvard, from NYU, from Arizona State, from people that have diseases like cancer and Alzheimer's and Crohn's and Parkinson's. So it's really an innovative time here. And we're doing some stuff at the Shaw Institute that's really not happening anywhere else. And so it's a really exciting thing for us to talk about. And the connection between human health and environmental health, from our perspective, has never been stronger. The event will be on August 18th. Where the doors will open at 4:30. I think I'll start with a lecture around 5, and then we'll just kind of see how it goes in terms of the time. We'll have wine and cheese for people. It's going to be at the downtown location at the Shaw Institute. We're probably going to do an RSVP, but we're also just welcoming people to come. So if they can't RSVP, we would love to have them in the audience there to hear about the direction that we're going and all the fun things that are happening at the Shaw Institute. If people want more information, please go to shawinstitute.org. We have an events calendar that they can check, and they'll see all of the information about the event there.
Anything else you want to add?
We have seahorses and a blue lobster now, and that's really cool. I think we're the only ones in Maine that have seahorses, and they've been a huge hit, so come see them on August 18th.
I have to say that's one of the more interesting things anybody has added when I've said, you have anything to add? We have seahorses and a blue lobster. Nobody else can say that.
No. And it was really funny because our aquarist just kind of looked at us and said, I just realized that we're the only ones in the state with these seahorses that are native to Maine. And then I kind of went, okay, well, let's promote it.
Yeah. They're like Maine unicorns or something.
Exactly. Yeah, they're fun.
The Shaw Institute is a nonprofit 501c3 scientific research organization based in Blue Hill, established in 1990 by ecotoxicologist Dr. Susan Shaw. The Institute is dedicated to connecting environmental health with human health through rigorous science, national collaboration, and deep community engagement. An update on a report last week about Deborah Capisha, a Maine Medical Center nurse that was being detained by ICE, and the emergency protest staged by her co-workers and the Maine State Nurses Association. Capisha is from Zambia and is legally authorized to live and work in the U.S. while waiting for her asylum case to be processed. ICE detained her at Logan Airport and was preparing to send her to another state where contact with her family and attorneys would be difficult, if not impossible. The nurses' union announced Friday that Deborah Capisha has been freed from custody. Kelly Brennan, an RN at Maine Medical Center and a leader within the nurses' union, said, quote, "We were able to organize a rally for Deborah within 24 hours of finding out she had been detained by ICE. We knew we had to take action, first to stop her from being transferred out of New England while in custody, but also to demand her release. We're incredibly proud that nurses and the community came together in Portland to advocate for her, and now we need to figure out how to stop ICE," unquote. Union Executive Director Puneet Maharaj said, quote, "This story is a testament to the power of organized nurses. Nurses in Maine found out one of their own was locked up and sprung into action to get her out. Their success is a story of collective action being undeniable, and it's a model for how we can all band together to free everyone from ICE detention and abolish this fascist agency of secret police that is abducting and torturing our neighbors," end quote. The National Nurses Association has called out ICE as, quote, "an illegitimate, violent, paramilitary organization that must be abolished," end quote. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.